Let us pray. May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our strength and Redeemer. Amen. I'd like you all to answer to yourselves a question. The question is, what is something that you would say has given you trouble for most of your life? When asking myself that question, the thought that initially came to me was, how is New South Wales ever going to get better at State of Origin? Now, while I find that an incredibly important question to ask because of the embarrassment New South Wales has had to endure, what if I changed my personal perspective not to involve just myself, but instead look for something that has historically troubled humanity on a global scale? The answer to this question will be something that has affected all humanity from the beginning and continues to this very day, causing concern on a day-to-day basis. Temptation. The reason that temptation has been able to endure the test of time, and the reason that temptation is so prominent in human history and in our lives, is because when we strip temptation down to its very core value, we find that temptation is choice. Something that humans have been doing day in, day out, from the very beginning of their creation. To highlight just how much temptation as a choice can influence our lives, consider this. Researchers at Cornell's University in New York estimate that we make 226 choices per day. And that's just on food. Overall, being inclusive of both impulsive and logical decisions, it is estimated by Cornell University that the average adult makes approximately 35,000 decisions or choices each day. As a comparison, children only make 3,000. Oh, how easy they have it. So if we consider the large equation of 35,000 choices per day, then the logical question to now ask is, how many of those 35,000 decisions that you and I make every day liable to temptation? The point being is temptation is universally prominent and problematic in human lives. So how do we as humans deal with the problem of temptation? The first step is to recognize it. Biblically, the Old and New Testament give us two meanings of temptation, respective of which testament they came from. The Hebrew form of the word temptation from the Old Testament comes from the noun masah, which is derived from the verb nasah, meaning to try, prove, put to the test. In the context of the Old Testament, this sense of proving or putting to the test usually refers to a situation in which one has to make the choice of being faithful or unfaithful to God. Take, for example, the story of Adam and Eve, Abraham and Isaac, and the story of Job. The Greek form of the word temptation from the New Testament comes from the word peripatos, which is not only defined as meaning trial or test, but also refers to the choice to sin. In this morning's gospel reading, and I'm now very acutely aware we didn't read the gospel reading, it was the gospel reading on the temptations of Christ, so hopefully we can recall that. So in this morning's gospel reading from Luke, the New Testament has given us a perfect example of temptation in the form of testing one's devotion to God and resisting sin through the account of the temptations of Christ. But as we go over this account together, what I invite you to do is to give particular attention to how Jesus dealt with the temptations placed before him, and to see if those examples given here by Christ can also be examples of what you can do you can say to yourselves, come on, Aaron, this is Jesus we're talking about here. How hard could it have really been for him? The first thing to be mindful of here is that the humanity of Jesus. Philippians chapter 2, verses 7 to 8 reminds us who, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself. Jesus became human, and as shown by his death on the cross, suffered as we suffer. Now with that in mind, let us go back to the beginning of the Gospel reading for a moment, because there is something important that is quite often overlooked. As I read the opening two verses, consider Jesus' human form and remember that he felt and suffered as we feel and suffer. See if you couldn't spot what is so important to know. Luke chapter 4 verse 1 states, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them he was hungry. Verse 3 continues, the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. Did you see the significance here in relation to Jesus' human condition? We read that prior to the devil tempting Jesus to turn the stone into bread, Jesus has already, by this time, spent 40 days in the wilderness. He hasn't eaten and is no doubt incredibly hungry and fatigued. And on top of all this, Jesus has to contend with Satan tormenting him with temptation. By the time we enter the story, 40 days, over a month's worth of suffering and torment has passed, and we only catch up with the last three of the temptations given by Satan. With this reality now in mind, the thought that Jesus, as the Son of God, would have had it easy and would have been able to resist temptation way easier is a moot point. Yes, Jesus is undeniably the Son of God. Even Satan kept taunting Jesus by saying, if you are the Son of God, then do this. However, Jesus chose to be human and at the time was just as human as you or I. Hebrews chapter 4:15 tells us, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin. So how did Jesus deal with temptation? What can we learn from the examples that Jesus has given us? In all three incidents of temptations presented to Jesus, we can note three constants that Jesus employed that we can utilize also. Firstly, in thinking of temptation as a test of faithfulness to God, Jesus remained steadfastly devoted to God. Be faithful to God. Secondly, Jesus knew God and the standards of God as found in Scripture. And thirdly, Jesus did not just quote the Word of God, he was also obedient to it. Don't just know your Bible. In today's Gospel reading, it showed that even Satan knows the Bible. When he quoted Psalm 91, 11, 12, when he attempted to justify the suggestion that Jesus leaped down from the high colonnade of the temple into the valley below. Don't just know your Bible. Live your Bible. Jesus overcame temptation in the same way we can overcome temptation, through the Word of God and our devotion to God. As I was writing this sermon, I was reminded of the words that Jesus taught us to pray in the older version of the Lord's Prayer. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. In the Gospel reading of Luke, Jesus showed us how to deal with temptation. But in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, 9 to 13, the Lord's Prayer teaches us that the avoidance of temptation should be a priority in our Christian lives. However, in today's modern version of the Lord's Prayer, we now say, save us from the time of trial, as part of our Eucharistic prayer every Sunday. So how does this modern version of the Lord's Prayer continue to help us with the issue of temptation? First, remember the older version led us not into temptation. Now recall that the translation of the word temptation was referred to as a time of trial. Just as there was obviously nothing wrong with asking God not to lead us into temptation, furthermore, there is nothing wrong with asking God to save us from the times of trial, if we are willing to submit ourselves to the will of God. As Christians, we can ask to be delivered from testing just as we can ask for the strength to endure it if the time comes. And if it does come, then we can take comfort and strength from the knowledge given to us by the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. We all face temptation, whether we be young or old. When we were young, we may have been tempted to take the cookie from the jar. When we're old, we may be tempted to be old and grumpy. Young or old, how we face temptation is what will determine how to temptation affects our lives. And while I can say with great confidence that I will always be able to resist the temptation of barracking for Queensland, I wish I had the same confidence when it came to resisting all temptation. Now that is not to say that I have no confidence, because I do have great confidence that Christ Jesus will always be there to give us the rest of the confidence and strength we need to make the right choices and to triumph over temptation.